Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. It is just me today. I try to get people to work on it. I guess the name's kind of ironic now, but let's get right into it. First of all, thank you guys so much for the support recently. It's crazy. Some episodes are getting over 50 plays, over 40 plays, and I just find it insane. Thank you guys so much. Getting into it, there have been some big things across, YouTube and also Twitch this week, having to do with streaming, just some kind of landmarks per se. Now, one of these events happened because of Mr. Beast. So, right after I recorded the last episode last Friday, the Saturday after Mr. Beast, he was doing this trivia competition. So what he did is he got a bunch of creators together, like KSI, QuibbleCop, MatPat, Mark Rober, Jaden Animations. I'm trying to think of more, but I'm just blanking right now. He got a bunch over, and he just outdreamed another one. And he got a bunch over, and he decided that he was going to do a trivia competition. And the whole kind of a, not necessarily gimmick, but yeah, the gimmick there was it was like a quest to see who the smartest, influencer was out there. And obviously you had people like MatPat and Mark Roper who you thought were going to win. They actually didn't end up winning, but definitely some smart people. So, he started the stream on, I think like it was around 5 p.m. Eastern time. On that Saturday, I believe that's when it was around. And he broke 1 million concurrent viewers, which is just incredible. Just the fact that obviously he's a force on the platform. It's not like Mr. Beast went from like yesterday, he was a small stream to breaking 1 million. Viewers, I would say almost everybody who watches Mr. Beast currently, or you know, has seen at least one Mr. Beast video. He's insane. Everything he does, he's an incredible guy, and it seems like he really enjoys what he does with YouTube. He really enjoys the content, and especially the content where he helps people. I mean, obviously, when he gives money out to his friends, it's fun to mess with them and stuff. But it seems like he has a lot of fun with, like, you know, making food banks and just giving to people in need. So, I don't know. He just seems like a really genuinely great guy. He sits at 45 million subscribers now. One of the biggest on YouTube. I mean, not like PewDiePie level, but definitely, like I said, a force. And when he streamed this influencer trivia tournament, it was for $300,000. And the what you do is if you won the $300,000, you would give it out to your fans in a way. So it didn't go to the actual creator. It went to the creator to give to their fans. Which was a cool way because you could see how the community would get salty if, like, oh, you're giving all these rich creators $300,000, you know what I mean? So that was definitely a creative way to keep everybody at bay, but still keep the Mr. Beast style of doing a really fun tournament. So basically, I tuned in, and it, like I said, it broke over a million concurrent viewers, which is just incredible if you think about, like, just, you know, what that means in terms. Let me just look something up really quickly. Let's see. For example, AT&T Stadium, the Cowboys Stadium, Dallas Cowboys Stadium, you know, big stadium, fills a lot of people. That fills 80,000. That stadium fills 80,000 people. 80,000 people. Now just think about how big that stadium is. 80,000 people. That is an incredible amount of people when you see that the stands filled. Obviously not this year, but in years past. Other football stadiums all around, you know, 80, 90,000. So think about a football stadium full of people. And now, think about, you know, I'm just going to make it like, you know, about 11 of those. 11 football stadiums all watching this one trivia tournament with all these creators coming together. And just the fact that they're all watching it at once. It's not over time. Nobody's replaying it with concurrent viewers. And they all decided to take the time out of their day, wherever they are, and watch this show that he's putting on. And it just, it definitely gives you a sense of the power and the influence that these YouTubers are starting to gain. And that like, how they're becoming so, you know, powerful. Like, this is not just someone who, like, is getting, like, 100 people watching at once. They're getting a million watching at once. And it's definitely an avenue where it's, like, you know, it can compete with some TV. This platform is growing to the point where it can definitely hold its own. It's not like YouTube is like, oh, like YouTube, like you do YouTube. That's not really like that. Like, if you're a YouTube star, what does that matter? Like, you, if you are a YouTube star, you can do amazing things to scale that's something you can't do in other forms of media. And overall, that is just incredible. Now, I'm going to do a quick spoiler alert. I'm about to say the winner. So the spoiler alert is the winner of that competition, trivia competition, ended up being the D'Amelio family. And for those who do not know, Charlie D'Amelio is the famous TikTok star. I don't know exactly how many followers she has. It's like 90 million or something. Something insane like that. And then her sister Dixie also has a following. And yeah, they're just like one of the... They're like the royalty of TikTok, per se. And yeah, so they ended up winning the tournament. Yet there was some controversy in this. Basically, there were a bunch of singular YouTubers entering the tournament. And they kind of competed as a group of four with Dixie, Charlie, the mom and the dad. And a lot of people got, you know, really angry at this, which is going from that point of view. I mean, I don't want to become drama channel, so I'm going to try to do this from an unbiased perspective. If you come from that point of view, you could see why you have your favorite creator who's like really smart and you're like, okay, man, I really want this guy to win. And like, he loses after he goes up against four people. You're like, oh, this is unfair. Four people out of one. On top of this, you may feel like it's a little bit of trespassing into this kind of more YouTuber filled tournament, because I don't think there are many like singular Twitch streamers or other TikTokers. Actually, Addison Rae was there, but I mean, the D'Amelios, even though you might have felt like they were intruding, they do have a TikTok following. Like, I'll check trending every once in a while, and then one of the sisters, Dixie or Charlie, will usually be up on the list. The D'Amelio family actually has a channel right now. I just checked trending. Who's most likely to? 1.7 million views. So even though they primarily rest on TikTok, they're actually doing well on YouTube. The Dixie D'Amelio show with Trippy Red. Oh, that's interesting. 3.5 million views. So yeah, like, they are certainly doing well for themselves on YouTube. They don't have the following just on TikTok. So technically you could say that they were a force on the platform and they did belong among these people. Again, the four people is understandable why you could feel like that is unfair. In the final versus, I believe it was Quebecop that they went up against. They just decided that Mr. B said you have to nominate one person to make it fair. So they nominated Dixie and then she ended up winning. Now, a bunch of people after this were still mad even with that one-on-one final. However, Mr. Beast and other YouTubers commented that they were totally fine with it. And now I think that you have to kind of take it from the person who ran the tournament. Like, he allowed it to happen. I don't think it really did not seem like, and I think he said that he like checked it off before. He was like, oh yeah, you can have the whole family. I mean, because they have a family channel. But and then there's like Matt, Pat, and Steph and his wife. There are other twosomes. So and multiple people together. So it wasn't, you know, just them. Obviously they had the most, but he, like I said, seems like a nice guy. So I think it seems fair that, you know, just give him the space to what he wants to do. If he says four people is allowed, like, yeah, four people is allowed. Like, yeah, like Mr. Beast, I think, is going to execute the event on how he wants to execute it. He is not going to let things like that slide when he's giving up such an amount of money out of $300,000. But, you know, people will always be salty in the YouTube comments. Sadly, that is just the nature of YouTube. But overall, what an amazing event he put on. He did a phenomenal job. And I just, you know, you expect to see so many more great things to come from him. Now, the other amazing thing happened on Twitch. I know this is YouTube with the boys, but, you know, we talk about Twitch a little bit. So, basically, the other day, I don't know, I think it was most likely the beginning of the week, AOC tweeted out if anybody wanted to play Among Us on Twitter. And she's an American politician. She represents a district in New York, and she is a very, very popular young politician in America over here. A lot of the younger generation likes her, and she's relatively young herself at 31. And she tweeted out, basically, does anybody want to play Among Us? Because, you know, I don't know how it got to her. I don't know if, you know, maybe her advisor suggested to it. I don't know. But the whole point was to get people to vote. I believe that's why she wanted to do it. And then, you know, a bunch of people obviously responded who were American, because who wouldn't want to play with, you know, politician that I think a lot of them looked up to, and she agreed. So it ended up being with I think partly Pokimane, who kind of led the charge. Obviously prominent figure of Twitch. I feel like Pokimane comes up too much. I mean, I don't know, I just feel bad. I feel like she's in the news every other day, and I don't necessarily watch her at all, so I don't know. So Pokimane kind of had it with Hassan, I believe. I don't know his full Twitch name. I apologize for that. But she kind of headed it. I see it right now with Hassan Abi. And they kind of headed up the whole operation. And I think it went really well. There were other, you know, great Among Us players there. Like Moist Critical was there. Disguised Toast was there. We've talked about in the podcast before. We love, if you haven't heard that episode, you know, please go give it a listen now. Jacksepticeye was there. He's not from America, but, you know, still a funny presence. And I forget what other specific people were involved. Oh, Valkyrie was there. Later, Corpse came, and a few other people. So definitely like Among Us fan favorites. It was really cool to see, you know, people who maybe weren't the most, you know, not necessarily, I would say most of them were PG. I mean, Jacksepticeye does swear a lot, but to see that it wasn't specifically curated exactly in favor of this politically. Like, the point was to get people to vote. I think that was why she was doing it, to try to get in touch with this younger generation. That's what I would guess why. But it wasn't like, you know, all these people like the whole time were like, okay, so, you know, let's vote for, like, we should vote in real life for Pokimane. No, no. And it wasn't like a handpicked selection of people who are just going to be like, yes, like men the whole time. Everybody wasn't just gonna be like, oh yeah. You had like Toast in there, who I think marinated her at one point. He made a video about it, and you know, Corpse, who is, you know, definitely been had smashing success on YouTube lately. And it was good feeling like they were community favorites and not exactly just people picked for political reasons. And from a viewer standpoint, that was greatly appreciated by me, because I think it would have felt very significantly different if it was kind of tried to be forced in that way. And yeah, they did, I think, a great job. And she made a Twitch channel for it and everything, and she did incredibly well. I think she personally had something like 405,000 or maybe more, I think over 400,000, I'll just say that, viewers at once. And wow, like, that is an incredibly high number on Twitch. I know we just compared to Mr. Beast, 1 million, that may not be much, but definitely first Twitch stream. Obviously she's a political figure, so she does have a following. But, you know, it's interesting to see how the community can just, you know, boost someone so much if they like them. So, yeah, that was really cool to see. And I think, honestly, definitely a good way to touch, you know, with this younger generation and this community, if you do it right in that way. Because if you make something like that, like, too forced, it will definitely come off wrong. Like, people, you will lose people quickly if you just, you know, act like you're reading from a script, like, fast. So, yeah, they did it very well in the way that, I don't know. They just, I think it was executed incredibly well. I'm just interested to see where Twitch is going to go in general in these next few months. Because, it seems, again, like Among Us is still kind of carrying it when, you know, the big guys are on. I know with not necessarily when, you know, none of like the big groups are together, it struggles a little. But when they are, it seems to be at the top of all the Twitch views. And I really don't know what's going on with Fortnite. I mean, Fortnite, I think, will be one of those games that always is at the top of the Twitch list and the view list. Kind of like how GTA constantly kind of stays relevant and Counter-Strike. To that regard, I think Fortnite's never going to leave. However, I do think, I sense that there's, at least with everybody with I know fully, there's less of a draw to it. I think it's getting, seems like, less day-to-day views than it definitely got. I don't even know what's going on. I thought there was like a zombie update or something. I try to keep up, but like, I don't know. I can't tell if people like it or not. I've seen people complaining on Twitter a few times about it. So I would love to know what, you know, the creators think about it and if any of them are going to switch at some point. It's definitely interesting here. Let's take a look at maybe I know that Music Laserbeam have posted a few, and let's go Muzo, because he's like a strictly Fortnite YouTuber. Laserbeam tends to, you know, get more involved with like meme stuff. I feel like he posted a Among Us video on his main channel. Okay, it seems like the Among Us videos are doing as well or better than, you know, the Fortnite videos. A lot of them are sitting up near 1 million, while Fortnite videos kind of resting, averaging around 500,000, I would say, in large, probably a bigger average. So, you know, maybe there's a change in the future to a different game, because games like Among Us can draw these type of views. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it's Among Us, maybe it's the collaborations. That's going to be the question that we are going to see. And then, I want to see what that amounts to. I think I'm going to start closing this podcast. Again, thank you guys so much for just supporting it. I appreciate that so much. I really thought people would enjoy this topic, and to see people actually listening, it makes my day. And honestly makes my day. I will continue to keep trying to get the voice, but who knows? I appreciate you guys listening to Singular Me. Me and you both know that our highest listened episode is actually the one with just me. So thank you guys. Goodbye.